Hello.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I was waiting for you to call me. I left you a few messages.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. I was out ever since December 23rd. I took the week between Christmas and New Year's off. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no worries. You know that I'll get back to you eventually, right?
I know. I was just a little concerned. I'm like, usually she calls me by now. I'm like, what's going on with her?
No, today's my first day back. So if my memory serves me correct, you have your new CVV that changes every time, right?
Correct. There's a whole new card number because that card had gotten hacked. So.
Oh, wow. So that's a double whammy for you, huh?
A double whammy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Let's get you a whole new card. Right.
No problem.
And
I'm ready
to wait. I do want to talk to you about something. My daughter, I think she's been doing it since 2 or 3 months already, and I referred her. So do I get a discount for that?
Yeah, actually, you should get a free month of service for referring her, but I see last month there was a service credit on here, but I don't know if that was
it wasn't for that. Nope, I had a problem.
It was for something else?
Something else, yes.
Okay, so let me just see if anybody notated the account. What was her name again?
I don't remember. My daughter?
Oh, yeah, your daughter. You said you referred
Skylar?
Your daughter.
Oh, so. Skylar. I'm sorry. Skylar Nicholas.
Skylar Nicholas. Okay, so I'm going to put a note in here. Priority. Client referred Skylar Nicholas. Okay, so since this one's past due from December, I can't do anything about that. But what I could do is collect that one, and then I'll apply the service credit to the next invoice.
Well, it's actually December.
It's December 21st that's past due because I've been out of the office. So what I'll do is I'll collect that one and I'll push the next one out 30 days, which means you would have been charged February 5th, but I'll put that February 5th as a free month for you. So once we take care of this one payment, you'll be paid in full till March 5th. Make sense?
Okay, perfect. Yes, but
you follow me? Okay, yeah, I know it's a little confusing.
Boosting.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. But I do want to boost the account since, like, springtime is coming and, like, Valentine's Day. What do you have where we can just expand just for a little bit? But last time I did it wasn't really good, I'll be honest with you. All right, we'll just stick with what we got. We'll stick with what we got.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you might have tried the Facebook ads. Another option would be you could try Google ads. If you ever do a search for anything, you know how there's a couple of companies at the top that actually say ad next to them or they'll say sponsor.
Yeah.
So the benefit of those ads is you can run them wherever you like without having an address because the program that you have now, it's set to your business address in Queens. So it doesn't mean that you'll only get clients from Queens, but from that immediate area, very localized, right? But if you do the Google ads, you would be able to run them wherever you like. And our minimum requirement to run those is 300 a month. So if you wanted to do it temporarily just for the spring, we could, you know, rather than charging you $149, we could put the Google ads on there and it would be $449. But we take that $300 and we send it directly to Google to run those ads. And then they'll set a daily cap for you at somewhere around $9 a day. So the intention is so that $300 lasts throughout the whole month. And because there's a cap on it, you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because, you know,
they click on it.
So,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, So let's just take care of this. And then I guess you'll give me a call back or whenever the next time it's due. So when is my next payment due? March 5th?
Your next payment will be March 5th, exactly. So
I'll put the free
service credit for your daughter's account for the February 5th, okay? Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so
and then this card I'm giving you can be recharged again on the 5th because this is my bank account card. Nothing is attached to it.
Great.
Literally only Local Splash will be attached to it. So that'll be good.
Okay, so Since it's only Local Splash, I assume it's under the same billing address on Francis Lewis Boulevard, or did that change?
It is. Okay, no, perfect. It's all the same.
So then go ahead then with the card number when you're ready.
4737.
Okay.
0270.
Got it.
2242.
Okay.
5800.
5800. And then expiration?
Is 1129.
Okay, and the code?
184.
184, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go all the way until March. And the nice thing about those Google ads, if you're wanting to possibly get them started for, you know, the springtime, is when you add those, they get up and running very quickly. So I've seen
them
up as
possible,
right? We say 2 weeks. Yeah, but they've actually, I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So if you get to that March 5th and you...
some more clients because it's been a little slow. It has. I'm going to be honest with you. So...
where do the clients come from now usually? Are they usually pretty local to you? Because the nice thing about the ads is if you have some high-end areas or a lot of areas that are within your region that you know that, you know, is very prone where, you know, there's a lot of readings that come from, that's the nice thing about those ads is that you can run them wherever you like.
You can go if you can, if you could, like, do this next month. More toward like Long Island, the deeper sides of like Sussex County and like stuff like that, because they've been basically neighborhood people, literally neighborhood.
Okay.
And they just like come in, they get their reading, the $45 reading, and they leave, like nothing else. They don't want the $120 reading. They don't want any special candle work. And that's not how I like to do things. So.
Got it. Okay. So we don't have that flexibility with the local Google business profile because it is tied into your business address. But if you do add on for springtime, either the Google ads or even if you wanted to get another chance at the Facebook ads, they're more affordable because they're only $100 extra a month to do those. Then we can absolutely run those in Long Island and Sussex County.
Okay.
You can run them wherever you want.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make you aware
do.
That those options are available.
There. All right. So then listen, what, instead of it being March 5th, give me a call back February 5th. And you can take the credit for the $149, and then if I have to give you an extra $300 or $400 to fix, to make it more, you understand what I'm saying, for February and March and April, then let's work something out there.
Absolutely.
Does that sound better?
Yeah, you can do that. That's the nice thing about the ad, Stephanie, is you can turn them on and off just like a faucet. So if you wanted to do
February,
March, and April.
Yeah, because we did that
before,
right. Right.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were good.
You got it. So all I'll call you around February 5th, and we'll get that set up. But in the meantime, I already applied that service credit for referring
your
daughter. So
thank you so much.
Of that too, okay. You're welcome. It's always great talking to you. So have a really great 2026.
Good hearing from you, too. You, too. Many blessings to you and your family, girl. Speak to you
soon.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sounds good, Stephanie. Okay, bye-bye.